In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, welcome back to day 3 of our journey through the Lenten season. My name is Kevin Sneed, and I am glad to be guiding our time together. Glad that you have joined us from wherever it is you are, whenever it is that you are listening to this. We just want to say welcome. We are glad to be doing these episodes, these meditations together. To me, again, there's such a sense of unity in this that I know that so many of you are tuning in and praying along with us. So thank you for joining us. You know, we are continuing our first week, and by kind of a way of reminder, you know, the way we're structuring each of these episodes through the Lenten season is we're giving each day a scripture and a word in particular to meditate on, and then we close each day with a daily practice, something that maybe is a little different than you're used to, but something you can go do to help embody the meditation a little bit, take that prayer a little bit further into your day. And so we want to invite you to enjoy those together. I know they've been fun for me to do so far as well. Well, as we begin our time together, I want to invite you into the quiet, into the slowness of the presence of God, and we're just going to spend a minute here in quiet, but I want to give you the word for today as well as the scripture, and that might give you in your mind and your heart something to fixate on as we still ourselves before God. So the word for today, day 3, is the word choose, and we get that from Deuteronomy 30, verses 19 through 20. It says, "This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God. Listen to his voice, hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Let's spend a moment in the quiet meditating on that. Now, this text comes at a fairly precarious kind of moment in Israel's history. You know, Moses is trying to lead this nation into its new identity as the people of God. They've just left Egypt. They've just kind of left slavery, and they find themselves wandering the desert on the way to the promised land. And, you know, it's at that moment that they're really in process. Really from an enslaved people to a free people. And they're learning what it is to be human, nonetheless, what it is to be God's people. And so, you know, at this moment, they'd left Egypt, they're navigating life towards that new end, that new promise, and it's in that liminal space that they were struggling with their identity, struggling with obedience. I mean, it's so fascinating that some were even longing to be back in Egypt because of the difficulty they were facing. And gosh, I can't help but think how much we are like that. Enslaved to things that hold us back, enslaved to things that hinder us from living life and life to the fullest, and yet at times we long for that enslavement. You know, so in some way these words come as almost like a parental moment for Moses. You know, I've often had conversations with my daughter about, you know, the importance of choices and that our choices matter because the choices that we make give shape to our lives and to the lives around us. And we all possess that freedom of choice. But the consequences stem from those choices as well. You know, and in the message that Moses, again, almost as a loving father coming alongside his child, his people, you know, that message, that the choice that he's laying out before the nation of Israel is choose life. He says, I've laid before you life and death, blessing and curses. And obviously he's speaking on behalf of God. And he says, these are before you, and the consequences of Israel's choices will set the course of their own life. And not only their own, but the future generations. See, Moses is provoking them, longing them to choose life. Again, this is in many ways what the practice of Lent is about. It's about intentionally slowing down, evaluating our choices that have led to who we are. You know, and so many of us approach life kind of really with a void of intentionality in our choices. We so often live haphazardly and unexamined lives. We just kind of go from one day to the next, to the next, and to the next. But Lent forces us to confront the reality of who we are and what we have chosen. Yeah, Trevor Hudson says this about this idea of choice. He says, in almost every moment of our lives, in our thoughts, our imaginations, our actions, and even our inactions, we make choices that lead either toward life or death. Choosing life involves awareness of those tendencies within us that sabotage our lives and of those that nourish them. See, this isn't about earning salvation. This isn't about some sort of work-based faith, but it's about the recognition that we are formed by the choices we make. And so we go on, and this tension between choosing life or death is throughout the scriptures. More often than not, God and Jesus is just kind of, they're ruthlessly pragmatic. It says, this is the way to life. And he lays the option out and he says, this way is how you experience life and life to the fullest. And so often he lays that down and he gives us the choice. And the reality is, that of course God is gracious, he's forgiving, and there's always that chance at new life, but we are a mixed bag of life-giving and life-taking decisions. But praise God that his grace abounds. Our hope is that the grace of God would lead us in this season of Lent to take up the challenge of Moses to Israel and learn to choose life. So what I thought we'd do for our guided prayer today and our meditation. So I just want to ask two simple questions. I want to ask two simple questions in the very presence of the Holy Spirit and say, what are the choices and the things that bring me life? And then also the inverse, what are the choices and the things that take life from me? So wherever you are, I encourage you to maybe take a few deep breaths, slow your mind down, slow your heart down. And as we do, I want you to think of this word of the day, choose. And just spend a moment meditating on that word, choose, knowing that the Holy Spirit is with you. And that God is in fact present where you are. As you meditate on that word, choose, I invite you in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and maybe even asking the Holy Spirit to help you to see clearly. Just ask yourself the question, what are the decisions and the things in my life that bring more life to me? Then what are those things and decisions that we make that take life from us? Each day we are given this choice, or we can choose life or death. And my prayer is that this Lenten season we have the opportunity to examine our heart, examine the patterns and the rhythms and the habits and decisions that lead towards death and discard those. So our practice for today is very simple, and it's an extension of that prayer meditation we just did. It's to sit down and maybe even right now just make two lists, and the list is what brings me life and what takes life from me. And then throughout your day, maybe leave them on your desk and just continue to add to them as you reflect on each of these columns. And then just ask God for guidance to choose the column that brings life. Then as you do that throughout your day, just give thanks to God that he has in fact offered us new life through Jesus Christ. That's our hope. Thank you for joining us, church. We'll be back tomorrow.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.